Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The introduction of quieter carriages on Irish Rail's Dublin to Cork service wasn't entirely without some initial teething problems. The carriage is available to passengers with sensory issues or those who simply want a more meditative journey. But how has it worked in practice? And what does the need for such a carriage say about modern public transport etiquette? Well, our reporter and regular train user Brian O'Connell joins me now. So, Brian, this is just one carriage on that service.
Yes, it's the Carriage G on the Dublin to Cork train. It was introduced in early November, and you have the option when you're booking your ticket or buying in person to opt for this quieter carriage, and signage on the train would indicate that it is a quieter carriage. So the idea would be you'd have regard for passengers around you. You obviously don't conduct a 15-minute loud phone call on speakerphone from your seat.
Now, tell us about those teething problems that I mentioned.
Well, Ken Fox was reporting on an FOI he obtained in the Irish Daily Mail, which showed that when this policy first came into being, it actually led to confrontations between some passengers over loud talking, banter, use of mobile phones. It seems some passengers, Claire, believed the carriage would be totally silent. One customer actually was even challenging a ticket inspector for doing his job because he was making too much noise and checking tickets. So this has obviously led now to better signage, some clear communications from Irish Rail about the policy, which is a quieter carriage. So I asked Barry Kenny, who's corporate communications manager with Éireann Rod Éireann, about whether the carriages were meant to be quiet or were they meant to be silent.
We're not asking for a mime artist environment. It is reasonable activity. But, you know, it's about if you have to make or take a phone call to leave the carriage if you can. It's about considering if you're traveling with kids, you know, is that an environment that the kids will be able for?
So there were a few teething problems. Ken Fox had a story in relation to an internal memo, but this was in the early days, you were pointing out to me.
Well, it's very important that as we're introducing something like this, that we work with our staff who are on board, who are dealing with our customers every day to understand, you know, what were the questions people were asking. Just like, I suppose, what you just asked now, is it silent or is it quieter? What about phone calls, things like that, to get the feedback, to understand, I suppose, what's happening. Clarity of information is absolutely key in all of these things. So if you're booking online, if you're just showing up at the station and buying your ticket, it is very visible that what you're choosing in both cases is a quieter coach.
It kind of seems to me that quieter carriages are what all of the carriages should be. You know, it's really just about people having regard for the fact that they're in a shared space.
You obviously want courtesy throughout the train. People make and take phone calls. And one of the reasons people are doing their business, you know, and we market that. We promote the fact that, you know, you can conduct your meeting, albeit with headphones on, I would stress, when you're traveling with us. Certainly, we do not want people playing music without headphones.
Will you do anything about people bringing the Supermax onto the train?
But I mean, I have to say, I'm partial to the old chicken breast sandwich
myself.
Well,
no, so am I, but but when there's five or six people eating it around me in a small space, and I can't open the window.
I'd say that is a beautiful aroma for some people as well.
Barry Kenny there. Now, do we know, is this quiet carriage system and scheme, is it going to be rolled out on other routes?
Yeah, I mean, good luck trying to roll it out on the Lewis, for example. They hope to extend it actually to routes in the future, but no immediate timescales, Barry was telling me. Just to get a sense, Claire, of what passengers actually think about this quieter carriage, I met some passengers getting off the Dublin to Cork train yesterday, and I asked them if the quieter carriages were a good idea.
A good idea, yeah. I had a nice carriage on my way. Myself and another lady chatted, so we didn't use any phones.
And there was nobody watching the laptop without the headphones or
no.
Having a conference call with about 10 different people?
No, it was very quiet. I was in the wrong carriage anyway that I should have been in, but it didn't matter. It was quiet and there was loads of space.
And would you seek out a quieter carriage if you were aware there was one on the train?
I suppose I could have gone and looked, but
Were happy to chat away on the way down.
Yeah.
Did you get the cup of tea? Use the trolley back? The catering trolley?
Yeah, it was. we started after Portlaoise, so it was very good.
And the other things we see on trains sometimes, the feet on seats.
Oh yeah, I don't like that.
You just come off the Dublin train quiet?
A quiet carriage would be great. I mean, there's nothing worse than coming down. In a continent, they have these all the time, so I don't know.
And do you seek out the quieter carriage?
They should have quiet carriages, and they should also have carriages where there's no laptops or no screens or anything. You're stuck on the train with them for 3 hours. And you're stuck next to somebody, and that's, you know... I've often got up and they've moved, you know.
They've introduced quieter carriages on the trains. I think it's a good idea.
I had a wonderful trip, but there was a couple just ahead of me. Did 2.5 hours of straightforward work. I'm sure it was exhausting. I would have hated to have been the young man.
And would you seek out a quieter carriage?
I was travelling on the first class at £6.
Oh, because you can... Oh, yes, you just have to pay the add-on.
I thought it was wonderful. I'm wondering why I've driven up and down for so many bloody years.
So you had no issues, yeah. And the two people who were working hard near you, you didn't bother you in the slightest?
No.
There you go. He had a lovely trip. Brian, on the wider issue of etiquette and manners, you spoke to an expert about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not trying to drag us back to the Victorian era here, Claire, just in case people think I am. But maybe there's a case to be made for perhaps a general feeling that good manners, good etiquette needs to be reinforced. I mean, the fact that Irish Rail have to make a carriage quieter with signage would sort of suggest, wouldn't it, that there's a lack of respect towards people perhaps on some of these routes. Now, I spoke to Tracy McCullough Melia. She's director of the Etiquette Academy of Ireland. I began by asking, wasn't it striking, as I said, that we have to introduce these quieter carriages?
I feel that since the pandemic, people have, you know, become less caring about others. Loud conversations on your mobile can be very disturbing. And the other thing is, if you're playing music on your recorder, it's wise to have soundproof earmuffs.
Now, one thing I would say, just playing the devil's advocate, if my phone rings and I'm sitting in a carriage, why shouldn't I answer it and have a conversation with someone? I mean, it is public transport.
Well, that's okay if you're, you know, if you're going to have a quiet conversation with somebody, mm-hmm. not a very loud one.
Like, I wonder, now that we've brought in quieter zones, should we bring in louder zones?
Well, I don't know if you'd get too many fans for that. The young people, of course, they're, you know what I mean, they wouldn't mind because it's all noise and whatever, they don't mind.
But hang on, you're saying the young people. I've been on plenty of carriages where an older person will say, has the phone on speaker?
No, I know. Yes, I thoroughly agree with that. Yes, people do that. And sometimes you wonder, are they aware?
Yeah, there might be very legitimate reasons, absolutely.
Exactly,
yeah.
That they wouldn't really realise that they were so loud and causing a disturbance. The other thing that people do all the time is put their dirty feet up on the seat opposite.
So take off the Doc Martens and just rub your feet with the socks on. Is that what you're saying?
With the socks on. Well, that's not too bad. We could do that, all right. But as long as the feet weren't too smelly.
Are bad manners becoming more ubiquitous?
Yeah, very much so, unfortunately. It's interesting that people just feel, how would I say, that you don't, you know, have to exhibit good manners anymore. Mm-hmm. But what they don't realise is it's not just to do with manners, it's to show respect for other people.
There's a €50 fine on the dart, Brian, if you put your feet up on the seat. I don't think it matters if you have shoes or no shoes on.
I never knew that.
Yeah, no, the signs are everywhere on the
car. You see it quite a lot, though. I suppose on the longer journey, if you're on for 2 or 3 hours, you kind of tend to get a bit comfortable, don't you?
Yeah, sit back.
Obviously, I'd never do it myself.
Oh, well, I'd hope not. And you know what you were saying there about people having conversations on their phone on the speaker? I find that's far more common now in lots of different places, like supermarkets, for example. I think it's more comfortable for people to hold the phone in front of them rather than to their ear, but you can hear everything.
Yeah, it's not just here. I was in Rotterdam at the weekend where public transport is exceptional and there was 2 or 3 people around me with the phone on speakerphones. So it's not just here. I don't know what that is. I tend to go into the middle part of the carriage, you know, if I know it's going to be a kind of a long phone call. Or I suppose if I don't want people
in between the two carriages.
In between the two carriages, yeah. I mean, it used to be that... fabulous. It's the way I was brought up. It used to be that you wouldn't get great reception, but now the reception is fantastic. You know, you have your Wi-Fi all the way down.
Well, that seems to be the thing that's really annoying people who are getting in touch with us today. This one, does the introduction of quiet carriages mean that people think it's okay to hold a 15-minute conversation on a mobile phone in all the other carriages? Quiet politeness and respect for others is normal behaviour in other countries. Nuala says this should be the case with all carriages. It's common respect. Kian, all I want is to buy a cup of coffee on the train, not to sleep. I'm on a Westport train route. We have been asking for the last year now for the return of the catering service and it's still not back. But you were saying there it is back between Dublin and Cork,
isn't
it?
It's back between Dublin and Cork, yeah. I'm not sure about the plans yet to roll it out for the rest of the service, but you can get the cup of tea and the Kit Kat on the Dublin to Cork train, all right?
One more from Sue, who takes the train weekly to Dublin. On one occasion, I sat behind a loud businessman making loud calls. I decided next time to book first class to see if it might be quieter. I kid you not, the same guy was sitting close to me making his calls at the top of his voice. I couldn't believe it. I don't pay my ticket to listen to other people's calls or music. So that's the thing that's really annoying people. People shouting on the phone. Brian, thank you very much.
Cheers, Claire.
Brian O'Connell there. Now we have something for the weekend for you after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.